Have you ever wondered what it's like to run a Molly Made franchise? Wondered if you have what it takes? Welcome to Running a Franchise with Molly Made. In this series, we take you behind the scenes, introducing you to key members of Molly Made Canada and the amazing partners we work with. We'll cover the history of the business and share insights into the support we offer franchise partners and the opportunity for success that's yours for the taking.
Hi everyone, I'm Kelly Riley Dumbab, Marketing and Growth Manager for Molly Made Canada. In this episode of the podcast, we're turning the tables on your host, Fiona Stein, and diving into what it takes to become a Molly Made Canada franchisee. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Kelly.
So before we dive in, can you tell me a bit about your role with the company?
Sure. Although my role is multifaceted, my main goal is to recruit individuals that are the right fit for Molly Made and them for us.
I have questions prepared for you today so we can help those that are looking for a potential opportunity with us. What do you look for in potential franchisees and what will contribute to their success?
We focus on the candidate being the right fit for Molly Made, as I said earlier, and again, them being the right fit for us. We look at it as a partnership, and their success is ultimately our success. Right. A qualified candidate would have strong people skills. Experience managing people would definitely be an asset, as this definitely is the most challenging part of our business. It would be self-motivated, ambitious, and driven with a strong desire to succeed.
You were looking for the sort of trifecta in a person, really.
Yeah, for sure. We just want someone who really is energetic and looking to, you know, grow a business and to get into partnership with us.
Do potential franchisees require that they have previous experience?
Molly Made franchise partners come from various backgrounds and they have a wide range of business experience. So no previous experience in the cleaning industry specifically is required. We will train on all aspects of our system.
And that's important, that it's our system that people are trained on. It's like getting them in at the ground level is awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
What are the top three traits that you look for in a franchise partner?
Well, our franchise partners are leaders. Every day they work with customers to ensure they are happy and satisfied with their service. They lead their teams by example, being very disciplined and committed. They're always firm, but always fair. Most successful franchise partners are definitely mentally strong, organized, and manage their time effectively. They work smart, they're very forward-thinking, and they spend time planning for success, and they're very passionate about what they do. There is no bigger thrill than to work with our partners to see them thrive and succeed, to achieve their goals, and to develop their skills and abilities.
It's so amazing to see those that are definitely thriving in their role. What is it that's involved in your selection process for a franchisee?
Our goal really is to ensure that it's the right fit. So the candidate will complete the franchise opportunity questionnaire, which is the first step in our process. And this provides us with some information about their background and their current financial situation. They then will complete a cash flow and a business plan. And we have them visit with two of our Molly Made franchise partners so they can obtain more insight into what happens in the day-to-day operations. Discovery Day is scheduled right now virtually, but normally it's at our office where they meet with several members of our team who have input into the decision-making process. But it also allows them the opportunity to meet the individuals that they're getting into partnership with.
Like me.
That's right. Thank you. And of course, to answer any final questions that they have. And finally, as a standard practice, we do complete criminal and credit checks on all of our franchise partners.
Super important. This is going to be the big question. What are the benefits of becoming a Molly Made franchisee? Why would I want to become a Molly Made franchisee?
Molly Made franchise partners have the ongoing support of an experienced team at our support office. And we're all dedicated here to helping them succeed. There's proven business systems, including technology, customer and personnel management, marketing and financial management. And franchise partners can really focus on the business while still maintaining a healthy work-life balance. This is really a turnkey business solution that offers a lifestyle that's not possible for business owners in many other industries. I mean, if you look at other franchise industries such as the fast service or fast casual market, right. I mean, those hours range from 9 a.m. till quite late in the evening. Mm-hmm. Our business traditionally is Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 5.
Yeah, exactly. So you can work, I'm going to say 9 to 5, but like you said, 8:30 to 5 and be done for the day. I know there are many franchises that offer some flexibility, particularly when it comes to cleaning, especially in sort of pandemic times when people are working from home. But yeah, like the amount of time that's afforded to them outside of working hours in a Molly Maid franchise is amazing.
And it really, again, it's a lifestyle business. So although, as you mentioned, there may be some, you know, changes in that perhaps some franchise partners are cleaning earlier in the morning for some businesses, maybe even on a Saturday. But what it really does allow you to do is manage your time effectively. So if you wanted to go to the gym, for example, every day from 11 to 12, then you're managing your own time to have flexibility within your schedule.
And that's awesome. I like that the fact that we offer people all the tools that they need, which is completely different than starting their own business. So startup, fresh off the ground. Like you say, turnkey, it's plug and play.
And really, that is one of the things that we discuss through the process, because not everybody is well suited to be part of a franchise, because although they have the entrepreneurial spirit, they may not want to conform to a system. And that's something that we talk about, because perhaps they want to come up with their own brand. They want to come up with their own marketing and advertising materials and those types of things. And that's fine. For those individuals, we would recommend that they start their own business. But if you're the type of individual that loves following a system, you want to be an entrepreneur, but you want to be part of something, you know, a franchise system, then Molly would be a good system to be part of.
So do franchises require a commercial office space, or can they work from home?
As a franchise partner, you can either live within your territory, so you can operate from home, or if you don't live within the territory, then you must have an outside office or rental office space within the exclusive territory. It is part of our franchise agreement and obligation, so you have to have an office within that exclusive territory.
But then, yeah, there's that bonus. And when you talk about flexibility of working from home, that's a great opportunity for people. How do you deliver the initial training? How is it that our new franchise partners will be trained on the system?
Really, our program begins 2 weeks before the actual training week, which is called Foundation for Success. The candidate receives training materials such as webinars, manuals, videos, so that they can prepare in advance and really have a head start for the 1 week right now that's virtual, but typically is at our office located in Ontario. So we spend the majority of our time in the boardroom, with the exception of 2.5 days spent out in the field doing on-the-job training, and this is with a former franchise partner. All of our support office team is involved in the training. So our new franchise partner gets to meet and know everyone and really understand the responsibilities of each of our roles at the support office team. This helps them to feel more connected with our team. And once they transition into the operation, because they then become connected on a personal level so that they feel comfortable picking up the phone if they require some support.
It's, they've already put a face to the name, so to speak. So they feel, like you say, a connection to them. One of the things I've also noticed since my time with Molly Maid is that oftentimes when we do the training, it's not always just yourself. Sometimes there's other franchise partners. Maybe we can talk a little bit about like the benefit of that too.
We try to align. We have training weeks that are already established throughout the year. And so if we have multiple individuals that end up with a close date around the same time, then yes, they do attend the training week together. And again, it's fantastic because then during that training week, each of the trainees are able to ask questions and learn from each other. We do try to encourage that, but it really just depends on the candidates that we have at that time.
What are the key topics that are covered during the initial training? What are our franchise partners going to learn?
We spend a full day on personnel management because, again, this is one of the most challenging aspects of our business, finding and retaining really good employees. We cover really all aspects of our system, including our green housekeeping program, on-the-job training, sales, customer service, and satisfaction. We review our custom software programs for lead management, customer and employee management. We do an overview of our marketing strategies as Kelly, because you lead that, and all of which the trainees will use to complete a business plan throughout the week to provide them with a detailed plan of action that they can take with them, launching them into their business. We get really positive feedback from our trainees.
What about ongoing training? So we have the initial training, but how do we deliver ongoing training?
Well, it starts with one-on-one coaching that they will receive from their dedicated business advisor by various forms of communication. And this is the telephone, back and forth with emails or texts, in Zoom calls, especially now. And again, most effectively using these online training sessions. There is an intranet each of our partners has access to, and this is a separate part of our website, which provides online tools such as webinars, training videos, manuals, newsletters. There's a bulletin board and a chat board so they can connect and share with each other. We also host spring and fall regional meetings each year, as well as a national convention, which replaces one of the regional meetings every other year. Each franchise receives one field visit, so face-to-face, in-person visit, although this year it has been virtual, just due to COVID, where part of the focus is on training and development. We also provide them with partnerships to external resources to assist primarily with employee-employer challenges. If there is training, which is outside of the scope of what we can provide, we do pay half of the costs for our franchise partners to receive this training through a third party.
Right.
Part of this is an access to online business courses, which cover a wide variety of very relevant topics for small business owners.
Do you have an example of what that might be?
For example, a franchisee who may be struggling a little bit or have a supervisor struggling with, let's use the sales example, Kelly. Then we have an external partner that we use for call coaching, for example.
We do have an amazing call coaching partner. Yes. Sales on the phone are different than in person as well.
Yeah, really. Sometimes it's just making very small changes, but that will have a very big impact.
So what is one thing that you really want potential franchisees to know about Molly Made Canada?
The one thing is that you're not alone. You become part of our team. It really is a partnership. We work with all of our franchise partners on a daily basis to help them increase their customer base, profitability, and the overall value of the business. Mm-hmm. We offer extensive training systems to help attract high-quality team members and to deliver an exceptional cleaning experience to our Molly Made customers. In 2018, our franchise partners in Sudbury, Kelsey Ashley and Aaron Levesque, won the Franchisee of the Year Award presented by the Canadian Franchise Association, which recognizes outstanding business performance, exceptional customer service, and extensive community involvement. So this speaks volumes. We have fantastic people within our system. Really, it's a partnership and it's a team. You're not alone.
What are the next steps? So someone's interested, we've convinced them on this podcast. What do they do?
Candidates can either go to the franchise opportunities section on our website, mollymade.ca. They can review the information there and select next steps, or definitely they can contact me directly. My contact information is also on our website, so they can reach out at any point in time. I would be happy to speak with them or provide more information. One thing I would strongly suggest is that, you know, if you are interested, you look at the franchise opportunities that are available in specific markets. Because again, if you're looking to operate from home, you want to make sure that the territory that you're living in is available for sale. Because we've been in business for so many years, a lot of our territories have been sold and are in operation. If you're prepared to relocate, then you can certainly go through and see what is available and then reach out at any point. I'd be happy to connect with you directly.
That covers everything we wanted to talk about today. I really hope that our listeners really found that helpful and that your mailbox, your inbox is about to be inundated with people.
My goal really is to make sure it's the right fit. So it's all about educating. You know, when people reach out, it's just giving them as much information as possible to see if it's going to be a good fit.
Yeah.
Sometimes it isn't for everyone, but if it is, then people will be successful because if you love what you do, then success always follows.
Thank you so much, Fiona.
Thanks, Kelly.
I look forward to connecting with you again.
Absolutely.
Take care, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. If you're interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Molly Maid Canada, please send us an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymaid.ca. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep it clean.